right near our house. Been there quite some time. The tree is a slippery elm tree, and it's very hard to climb. But when my wife gets after me, in that tree I root. I can grow up just like a healthy squirrel. I never need a boot. T'other day, a woodman come round to chop my refuge down and split it up into kindling wood just to spread it round the town. I said to him, my friend, desist. Wait, stop. Lay down thy forest razor. Chop not a single chop. No, woodman, fair to tree, touch not a single bough. For years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Go chop an oak, a birch or pine, but leave this slippery elm of mine. It's the only tree my wife can't climb. All woodman, bad for me. I says to him, do you see that hole right near this old tree top? Well, I'm got $5 feet up there, and it's yours. If you refuse to chop, no beast but me can climb the tree, because really, friend, it is too slippery. And I can't get up there very well myself, lest my wife is after me. Now you get my wife, and I'll call her a fair, naughty word. Then all you do is just watch me, and I'll give an imitation of a bird. You may not know that's where I go, that is, if she's round. But all I ask is, remember, if you don't see me on the ground, woodman, fair tree, touch not a single bough. And I'll drop the five down to thee, the one I promised thou. But you must make your act behave. This slippery elm, it must be saved. It's the borderline between me and the grave. Woodman, bad for me.